Are you starting a business or taking it to the next level? Then it's time to pitch your business. After an exceptional Pitch Your Business competition in 2024, we're doing it again. Together, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, the Northwest University's Beehive Enterprise Development Center, and TBN in Africa are hosting the third Pitch Your Business competition. Receive vital business training online. Total marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand is up for grabs, as well as in-depth mentorship by the university. To register, complete the registration form on imyouth.co.za or radiopulpit.co.za. Register now. Registration closes on the 31st of May 2025 at midnight. T's and C's apply.
The PTO Business Competition is empowering South African and African entrepreneurs through high-value training, mentorship, and exposure. This year, over 760 participants registered to compete. And after an intense first phase, the top 30 have emerged. These entrepreneurs are now advancing to the next phase of the competition. I'm so excited. I am joined today by Sikelo Shude, who's going to tell us more about her experience with PTO Business this year. Sikelo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Can you please briefly introduce yourself and tell us about your business or your business idea?
So my name is Sekelo Shute, and I'm based in the KZN province. So what I do, I run a company, Kuluhlaza Trading, and what we do at Kuluhlaza, we are a waste beneficiation company, and we specialize in plastic recycling. So I think everyone knows that plastic pollution is a big global crisis. So we are trying to ensure that we fight against plastic pollution by using the plastic that we recycle in producing eco-paving bricks.
What? Bricks from plastic?
Yes. So we've just recently, 2 years back, we got a patent. So our paving bricks are patented, and we are currently undergoing testing stage to ensure that the bricks are industry. They meet all the industry requirements before we start our commercialization stage.
So what can you use the bricks for? For building a house? What?
So currently we are doing paving bricks.
Okay.
But through further development, we are also looking into those alternatives.
So why is it important for entrepreneurs to know what problems their businesses are solving?
Very, very important, because understanding the problem that your business solves, it speaks to understanding the needs of your target market. It helps ensure that you direct the resources of that business, as well as the marketing of the business, exactly to the right audience. You know, every business needs to understand the problems that they are solving, to understand who is your market, so that you can actually speak to the right people.
Okay.
Yes. And in that way, you are minimizing wastage, because you are talking directly to the people that you are solving the problem for.
So you've recently completed the online training from the idea of concept development phase to of the PTO Business Competition, right? So what was the most valuable lesson you learned from the training itself?
So I think the most valuable lesson that I learned from the training is understanding the idea, you know, the values that are attached to the idea, because we sometimes have so much dreams or big ideas in our minds, but you have to be able to evaluate the idea and see what value is attached to it, so that that value comes then into addressing a certain problem. So that was the core lesson that I learned, that we need to ensure that we evaluate the ideas that we have and see What value does it have, so that you can understand what problem and then where is that idea targeted. You know, and it goes back to the another training that we participated in, the assessment of the business model canvas, which was very, very helpful to understand what value does your business have, and understand the 9 building blocks of your business. It was very helpful.
So many people have business ideas, right, but are afraid to start. What advice would you give them?
Oh, who's been there. So you have we have these ideas in our heads, and you don't know where to start, you know. And for someone like me who has done the work, so I would say if you have an idea, it's very important to actually work on the way of implementing your idea, because there's so much power in actually testing your idea than having it in your mind or a certain document. You know, there are support structures that are available to help the youth and everyone, like your NYDA, your SWIFA, as well as in each and every municipality, there's a youth office, you know, and where you can get support on how to access maybe funding and how to get resources to implement your idea than having the idea in your head. So also, I think everyone must look for maybe incubation programs that are around their area to ensure that they belong to a certain group of like-minded individuals so that they can get ideas on how to implement them.
So for Sekelo, what would winning the PCHO business competition mean for you and your business?
Winning this competition will be a very big milestone for us, because it will enable us to take our business to the next level through support, because we are looking for mentorship opportunities
right.
to enable that we learn from industry experts and people who know on how to guide entrepreneurs. You know, we've just recently graduated from an incubation program that we've been part of for the past 3 years. So we are also now looking to join another program which will enable us to have that opportunity of mentorship as well as guidance in ensuring that we take our business to the next level, and also getting exposure, because we are currently trying to ensure that we raise funding and make opportunities, meet new people that are interested in this entrepreneurial space.
So how can initiatives like the PCHO Business Competition help improve entrepreneurship in South Africa, where unemployment is so rampant, and in Africa as a whole?
Yeah, so such initiatives are a huge need in our country as we are facing the unemployment rate. You know, so entrepreneurs like myself from rural areas or townships with no or limited support structures, I am discouraged to start businesses. So with such initiatives, it will then build confidence and encourage other people to partake in entrepreneurship, because entrepreneurship is a very lonely journey, you know. So you need these kind of support structures to enable that, it builds that ecosystem within communities to ensure that, no, you can start a business. It is okay to fail. It is okay to bounce back and do it again.
Sekelo, thank you so much for talking to us. I think I should come for mentorship, because wow, who would have thought plastic could bring out bricks, you know? So yeah, I think I should come for some classes with you. But we wish you all the best on this PCHO business journey and for your business endeavors as well.
No, thank you so much for this opportunity, and thank you so much to Pitch Your Business. It is such a great initiative, and we're looking forward to it.
Wow, have a great one. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you. Have a great day, too. Bye.
The PCHO Business Competition is brought to you by Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, and TBN Africa.
Are you starting a business or taking it to the next level? Then it's time to pitch your business. After an exceptional Pitch Your Business competition in 2024, we're doing it again. Together, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, the Northwest University's Beehive Enterprise Development Center, and TBN in Africa are hosting the third Pitch Your Business competition. Receive vital business training online. Total marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand is up for grabs, as well as in-depth mentorship by the university. To register, complete the registration form on imyouth.co.za or radiopulpit.co.za. Register now. Registration closes on the 31st of May 2025 at midnight. T's and C's apply.